Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Welcome to Glamier. Hi, this is Dr. Tabitha Samir. I'm a cosmetic dermatologist, owner, and founder of Mir Skin Cosmetic in New York City, and star of an Emmy Award-winning Bravo TV show. My podcast is all about great conversations with your favorite celebrities, media personalities, and well-known experts in the worlds of lifestyle, celebrity, relationships, and more. Through their stories, I hope to uplift, inspire, and educate. This is Glamier.
Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Glam Mirror, and I've got Ali Levine, who is the star of Bravo TV's Stripped. And Stripped is a TV show that's a social experiment following, what, eight couples as they give up every material passion in their life. Possession, furniture, money, and clothing. Ali, welcome to the show.
Hey, girl. Thanks for having me.
I mean, I know you before.
I was going to say, yeah, we've been together for a while now.
So I'm like, you've been friends of mine from before, but yes. I really just wanted to set everybody up with what is about to happen.
It's
because
kind of crazy.
All
I
of
know.
A sudden, like, you're like, hey, guess what? I'm going to be on this TV show, Stripped. And I was just horrified and
you were,
excited.
You're pretty funny.
I was like, what? Why? What are you doing?
I know.
Okay, so answer. What? Okay, first of all, congratulations. You're also 6 months pregnant.
Thank you.
And you conceived on your show.
Listen, shit happens when you party naked. Can I say shit?
Yeah, you can. You can. So at least one thing came out of it is child.
Right.
Your child gets to see how mommy and daddy, you know, not that you're actually on TV conceiving.
Yeah, this is not porn.
No, it's not a porn show. That's a good thing to know. So Ali, how the heck, first of all, you're a celebrity stylist. You're very well known.
Thank you.
And you do a ton of celebrities in Hollywood and you're really amazing and you're such a friendly, fun person, and you're naked. And how did they approach you for this? And what was your thought process? Because I had enough trouble wrapping my head being around a dating show, okay?
Which you were amazing at.
Thank you.
You know, honestly, I think they looked at me and they were like, you're chosen because you're a celebrity stylist. Like you're, what you just said, you know, I'm very into fashion. You know, my passion is wardrobe and glam. Mm-hmm. So who not better to grab and be like, hey, you want to participate in this and have me, you know, be stripped of everything that I own, my clothes that are everything to me, my glam that I makes me feel like Ali, you know.
How do they decide? Okay, first of all, how did you decide that this is something you wanted to do? Because you are known for your clothing and your accessories
absolutely.
And your glam.
Yeah, I get that question a lot. And I feel like, honestly, I was kind of looking for a reset in my life. Mm-hmm. And I knew, like, you know, I didn't know it was this. But, you know, Justin, my husband, who's super supportive, you know, who's my co-star
yes,
on the show.
Yes, he's wonderful.
Yes, and he, you know,
he's a nice guy.
He's a great
and
guy.
And he looks great on TV, too.
Thank
meaning,
you.
Like, he comes across a really nice person.
Thank
sometimes
you, yeah.
the husbands and the boyfriends
this is true.
Can
I know,
come
I was
across
very happy with how he came
major
across.
Major assholes.
Yes, and he's
really
my
doesn't.
Rock. So mm-hmm. I was really happy he came across that way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he always takes care of me, but he's been wanting a family for years. And I've told you this as a friend. Like, I'm like, no, go. My career, things are happening.
Yeah.
And he's like, but I really, really, you know, want a family. And I'm like, okay, but I'm not baby ready yet, you know?
Yeah.
And I think like when this came about and he said, well, I'll do it with you. Mm-hmm. He said to me, he goes, Ali, he goes, you think you're going to learn something? And I was like, we'll see. And he's like, no, really, like, I think this could be good for you. And the fact that he was so on board and like, so like, hey, we should do this together and I'll support you. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, there's no way I could have done this alone. Mm-hmm. But if I have you as my partner, like maybe I'll get through it.
That's nice.
And so I think that, you know, that's kind of what made me kind of be like, okay, I'll put one foot forward and just kind of jump in and go for it. And I really was looking for a reset. And I think, honestly, I got that and more. I kind of learned a lot about myself as a person, which is, you know, not something easy to do. We all try to, you know, look at ourselves, but.
But right now you can say you learned a lot. And I definitely want to get to that because I want you to take me through the process. But when it first came to you, I'm sure you probably were thinking you're going to be basically naked. Not basically.
No, I thought
oh, you are
I thought they were
naked.
Kidding. I literally was like, oh, you're serious? Haha. What? Because at first being stripped, just, you know, in general, they explain the possessions and everything. And that alone, I was like, whoa, that's intense.
Because they come into your house.
Yes.
So I just want everyone to understand.
Yes.
Imagine your home.
Yes.
The way
moving
it looks.
Moving truck pulls up.
Yeah, the moving yes. truck pulls up and takes everything out.
Everything. I mean, everything.
That's horrifying.
Strip your walls. Oh, I was crying.
That's panic attack.
I was having a hard time during it. Yeah. Panic attack, anxiety, yeah. crying, emotional.
But then, okay, so they get to the point where they take everything out. Your furniture's gone.
Yes.
Your plants, your pets are gone too.
No, so they're not allowed to take your pets.
Okay.
Because they are a living thing.
Gotcha.
And
so anything inanimate.
Up.
Got it. Understood. That makes sense. So how did it get to that? Take us through that. Time
yeah.
where everything's out of your house except for what you're wearing.
It was so intense.
And then what happens?
So,
you realize
okay.
you got to take
right.
that off and
yes.
give that up.
Exactly.
What the
yeah, no, completely. So basically, first off, you're kind of standing there like in this crazy haze while they're moving everything out because you're just like, oh my God. I mean, it took hours, of mm-hmm. course, for them to move everything out.
Yeah.
And it was like, you're just standing there watching everything go. I remember just looking around and going, boxes, boxes, boxes. Like, and you just don't even realize how much shit you have. Like,
right.
we have over 10,000 items, not anymore, but we
well,
did.
Well, do they count how many items
they
you
do.
Have?
They count how many items you have. It's kind of embarrassing to know we had 10,000 items.
I'm surprised. I don't know that that's that much. I mean, 10,000, like, does every pencil count?
Yeah, I mean, they go through everything.
So
they
every I have 10,000, you know, freaking highlighters. You know what I mean?
I'll send them your line next.
I have 10,000, like, green pens. I would be just in my pen. My stationery is like 10,000.
Yeah, well, I mean, I my husband was shocked. He was like, we have 10,000 items.
So,
like,
but 10,000, all
me.
These items are gone.
Yes.
What did it feel like when they finally took everything out of your house and
yeah,
then all that was left
weird.
Was your clothing and you had to give that up?
First off, before going into them taking your clothes, that moment where they kind of just have you realize mm-hmm. like what you're seeing and how your house doesn't look like your house anymore.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, you're so overwhelmed by the fact that everything's gone. You know, your walls are stripped. You don't have pictures. Like, it felt like a soundstage to me. I was like,
it felt like
am
what
I?
It was like when you moved into your house with nothing.
Yes, exactly. It felt so empty and like just so no character and not like my house. It was bizarre.
Yeah.
And then you're standing there and they're like, okay, we're ready. And you're like, oh, this is really happening. You know, it was like, for me, it was like an oh shit moment. I was like, oh, this is really happening. Like, I'm actually going to strip.
Oh my
and
God.
And I'm actually going to give you my clothes. Like, this is really.
That's
okay.
the last thing you had on
Here we
you.
Go.
Did you feel super vulnerable after that?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was a mess.
Like, what do you do?
I honestly, I couldn't even tell you. I immediately, like, became this little turtle that wanted to just hide and bury into a shell that I didn't have. And I started crying. I started getting emotional. I went and like hid against my wall. I, you know, took, they give you like, if when you watch the show, they give you bins.
Yeah.
That basically you put your stuff in the bins and then they take your stuff and then they exchange for a bin that has the three things you're allowed when you start stripped, which is rations, like nasty food rations. You know, I'm talking like that astronaut military food.
Yeah.
Not delicious by any means.
So at least you got that.
Exactly. I mean, I feel
what,
like I
wait,
lost
I have
weight
a question.
So I could barely eat that.
Wait, so, but why is it astronaut food okay? Like, I don't get it. Like, how is that better than having a steak?
I don't know.
It's
I
like,
mean, I guess because they try to take you back to, like, you know, like military astronaut rations. Like,
I guess.
You put water in it and it's like.
So would you eat like oatmeal and mashed potatoes the whole time?
It was not even oatmeal mashed potatoes. I wish it was that. It was like this nasty idea of like blueberry oatmeal that wasn't, and then like.
So they gave you processed food.
It was. Let me just tell you something. I was spitting it out every 2 seconds.
Like, so they were giving you processed food, which I don't get. Like, if they're going to give you food, they should just give you food.
Right.
Like, have a carrot.
Totally.
Have an apple.
Right.
Have
exactly.
a tomato.
That's
you
I
know?
Felt. I was like, oh my God. I was like, I cannot eat this. My husband was like a total trooper. He's like,
well,
Mr. Tarzan. He's
like,
this is great. This
well, he
fine.
Was just looking at it like food is sustenance.
Exactly.
It's not like emotional. So there you are. What is the question to, what is like... the perks, I guess. Let's think about that. What are the perks of being naked all the time? Conceiving your baby?
Yeah, right? Baby Jay. Let's see. I would say the perks is having to look at yourself really vulnerably. You know, not
That's
necessarily
a perk?
Your, yeah, because I'll tell you what. In the beginning, it was not a perk for me.
Yeah.
And then going through it and being stripped, it made me really forced to look at myself and be like, wow, you really hide behind your shit.
Yeah.
Like, you really do.
What
and
did you,
you
hide behind?
My clothes, my makeup, my accessories, everything.
Yeah.
Everything that I feel like most people hide behind that they don't realize they hide behind.
Yeah, yeah.
And I couldn't believe how much I was just constantly, you know, not allowing myself maybe to process certain things I should process, or, you know, even with my husband, like, I felt like I wasn't always as open with him because I was always on the go and I'm busy and I'm distracted by my phone and by doing my makeup and all these things that are going on. And you take all that away and it's like, wow.
Well, I tell you what, I think all of us could use a 21-day detox from our phones.
Yes.
That's for sure.
Yes, for real.
So you weren't allowed phone or social media then?
Oh, no, you weren't allowed phone, technology, computer. I mean, they literally take everything and they're not messing around. Like, they're not giving it back to you. The rule is every day you get one item back.
Right.
So him and I would choose an item. So I'm not going to lie. I mean, I did get a phone somewhat in the process, and you'll watch and see. But I couldn't deal 21 days. Justin went the whole time. He was like, oh, I don't need it. I was like, good for you. I can't do it. But
so what was the first thing that you asked for back? And how did you guys decide?
So the first thing I asked for back was a dress, because I told Justin straight up, like, as soon as I was freaking out, being naked and crying and emotional, I was like, I cannot handle this. Mm-hmm. I do not feel like myself. Mm-hmm. I feel very uncomfortable. I don't feel free. I don't feel like me. Mm-hmm. I need to dress myself.
Yeah.
And he was like, okay, I can see that. I can see you're not in a good place.
Right.
And being as supportive as he is, thank God, he was like, okay, get your dress. So I got a dress. Mm-hmm. And the reason for a dress, everyone's like, oh, why didn't you do like a t-shirt? And it's not, because again, one item. So you don't get like a t-shirt and jeans. It's one item.
Understood. So did that one item for the two of you? So
no, it's one item each.
Gotcha. So what did he ask for?
So he asked for, he stayed naked.
Uh-huh.
And he asked for the couch.
That's so funny. Naked on a couch. Sounds like every guy's dream.
And I was like, I looked at him like it was crazy. I was like, you need to get clothes. And he's like, no. Do you remember sleeping on the floor last night? And I was like, yeah. He's like, do you remember how much we woke up and how awful it was? You know, we have cold wood floors.
So why didn't you ask for a bed?
He said the couch, and I actually have to agree with him, and you'll see on the show, it was way more versatile than just getting like a mattress.
Yeah, that's true. And a mattress on the floor, that's so crystal meth.
Yeah, right? Exactly. He's like, I'm not
looking
for that.
Drug house, you know?
Exactly.
What I mean?
So he was like, you know, I'm going to get the couch.
Yeah.
So that honestly was a game changer for us, mm-hmm. because it made it easier for
just
us
made
to
you feel more
sleep
human.
And more comfortable and just more like ourselves.
And when you're not sleeping, that's cranky town. Like, you just, it's very
hard. And I think
that's
what he thought about. Like, you just said cranky town. Like, it was like, he saw us wake up and he was like, oh my God, this is day one and we're this bad. Like, well, we're never going to make it through. We got to do something about this.
Yeah.
So thank God he got the couch, because I had to get a dress. I couldn't deal.
And so, but you guys didn't interact with all the other couples. You guys were your
own
thing.
No, everybody had their own self-contained shot.
Got it.
So it was, I heard there's other couples, and there's also people who are single, and there's also girls who are like friends that live together. Yeah. So a mix of different people.
So it's not like you had other people that you were doing this with.
It was just
my
husband and I.
How did your neighbors react? Like, because a lot of it is you having to leave the house.
Yes. They were pretty shocked. I mean, I'm surprised they didn't call the cops on us, to be honest. Like, they would like kind of stare at us and be like, what's going on? And we would just kind of yell and be like, we're doing a social experiment. You know,
you couldn't
like,
say you're doing a TV show.
Exactly. So it was like.
So how long were you naked? And I know Justin stayed naked a little bit longer, but how long did you go before you had to take that dress? And what kind of things did you have to do without your clothes?
Okay, so I went one full day. Because on my first day, I got my dress back.
Yeah, thank God it's only one day.
Thank God.
Yeah.
And so when we first walked out of the house, because they make you go to your storage container, which is where all your stuff is that you choose to get back.
So you have to go there by yourself.
Correct. They don't take you.
And how far is that from where you live?
A half a mile from your home.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. So
you've got to go
imagine
naked down the
naked,
street.
Naked. Like, it's dirty. It's cold. Like, it's not pretty.
Yeah.
So we grab leaves.
That's how you make a little leaf dress.
Yeah.
And by the way, you made a leaf tiara. Like, come
yes,
on, girl.
Yes, Justin made that for me. I needed a crown,
it's
girlfriend.
Really
I was missing everything in my life.
That was so cute. Your husband made you a tiara out of leaves. Which is,
he did.
What a man. What a freaking man that guy is. You know?
I mean, I know. You're like, I guess, I know you're really loving my life when you make me a fucking leaf out of tiaras, you know?
But your dress kept falling. Like your
it did.
Leaf,
it kept slipping down. My leaf skirt was not staying on. So then we started digging in the garbage and recycling for boxes to like wrap myself in. Because I refused to like fully expose running around. Plus, what if we got arrested?
Yeah, because you have to keep in mind, you're running down the streets of Los Angeles naked, and I don't care if there are cameras there or not.
You're
if
still
cops
naked.
See you,
yes.
They're not going to say, oh, that's okay. It's
exactly.
For TV. No,
no,
they're going to
arrest
your ass.
Exactly. So I was like, okay. I'm like, so I found, you know, a box, put it around me, and I held it and ran. Then as Justin's running, you know, he's like now
losing
his
skirt. Could you not
wait
until nighttime to go get yourself?
No, you had to go in the morning every day. Yeah, they said set you up. It was like 7 a.m., I think. Got it. We were like real tired.
Well, the thing is, if it were a couple blocks, fine, whatever, be totally. Naked. But a half a mile. That's
it felt long enough to be like, especially being
not
naked.
Not cute anymore.
No, not cute at all. Yeah. People were staring. People were stopping, like even in the leaves, just stopping, you know, in the middle of the road and looking and staring and honking.
Did anybody offer help?
Nope. If anything, they just stared at us, like blank stares and honking. And
could they see the cameras following you guys?
I don't think they really picked up on it, to be honest. I think they were just like, what is going on? These people are naked. And then, of course, guys were staring at me, and Justin was flipping. He's like, move along. Like, he was getting so mad that people were stopping.
That's
and I'm
so
like,
funny.
Well, I'm naked, so I kind of get it.
You're
you know,
naked
not really
and
mad
you're
about
running
it.
Down the streets, and what do you expect?
Exactly.
He was probably mad they weren't staring at him.
Maybe, you know, hey, I mean, he's got enough guys staring at him now. They're like, oh, your ass, man.
So, exactly. So what did you kind of learn from all of this? Like, you know, you went through, we're still watching everything kind of unfold. And your first day, you got a dress back.
Yep.
I could tell you, I probably would too.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say, if you were stripped, what would you get back?
My first day? Gosh, maybe a dress. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. I mean, look, I don't know. I don't know how I would feel if I were naked, how comfortable I would feel.
Yeah, I didn't feel comfortable
at all.
I
don't know.
Like, and I honestly didn't expect that feeling. I thought, I even said to my parents, like, you know, when I was younger, like I used to not run around, but I used to like be free about it and didn't care.
I'm not
and
so,
I was not comfortable.
Yeah, yeah I'm
at
not
all.
So uptight, but you know, you've got cameramen and you've got, you probably have it in your head that the whole world's going to see it.
Right.
Maybe that would make me feel
weird. I don't know what it was.
Like, if it was a nude beach, that's one thing.
Totally.
But if it's like,
you're just naked
people,
in your home, you're like, what is this?
Yeah. Like, I just want to go get a Starbucks.
Right.
And, yeah. Maybe I would ask for a dress back. I can't imagine. I don't know.
I always ask people that question because some people are like, I have no idea. And honestly, I was making a joke when I was like getting ready for it. I told Justin, I was like, I'm going to stay naked and tweet. And he's like, you're going to get your phone the first day. And I'm like, straight up. Yeah. And he like totally called me out like when we actually, and I got a dress and he's like, what happened to the phone? I'm like, there's no effing way. Goodbye, phone.
What was the second thing
sanity.
You asked for?
I got shoes. I got boots, which I got made, you know, every everyone was like, oh my God, I got like fashionable boots. Because come on now, you know me. I couldn't get like sneakers.
Why boots?
Or like,
because you didn't want to walk around with no shoes
no,
on.
No, my feet were killing me. Justin's second item. What was his second item? Was it a shirt? Yes.
I'm sure at that point.
Yeah,
I was like, I should probably put some clothes on.
Yeah, he got
a shirt,
clothes.
But no bottoms?
No, actually, you're correct. He got bottoms, no shirt.
Got it.
Yes.
So how long before you got to your phone?
I think it was about, I'm trying to remember now, I think it was about 3-4 days in. Mm. It wasn't too long, but it was long enough for me. They wanted me to go longer, obviously, because they wanted me to stay away from technology, but I was freaking out. You know, I was working. You work through this social experiment, so you're still functioning society. I'm still missing clients that can't call me. I knew I had my assistants and interns working, but that wasn't enough for
Got
me
it.
Not
so
to be able to touch base. I needed
working.
My phone.
Got
yeah.
It. Yeah.
And That's I think my phone is function. Like, you text with your friends, you talk to your family. Like, I don't know. I didn't feel comfortable not having a phone.
What did you learn from this whole thing?
What did I learn? Oh, I learned a lot about myself. I learned that I can be a lot more vulnerable than I actually give myself credit for, and I can get through it. I learned that Justin and I are a true team because I honestly wasn't sure how we were going to do.
Yeah, because some people do worse when they partner up, especially if you're with the wrong partner in life.
And that's what I'm not going to lie. That's what I was afraid of. I was like, how's it going to be between us?
Yeah,
and it was amazing. And I think we both learned how to like re-communicate again and like kind of become a married couple again because. You know, you're busy, right? Where I'm working
Everyone's
all the time.
Busy, and it's like you can press the reset button.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you don't get time to spend that time with that person. So we take technology away and everything else away. It's like, well, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah.
Talk. You communicate. So we had conversations that I didn't expect to have, but I think led us to where we are now.
That you hadn't had in a long time because you guys were so connected to your phones.
Exactly. And me especially.
Yeah.
And he's been asking me, you know, for a baby and for a family for a long time.
Yeah.
And I've been like, yeah, I'll get to it. And I think the fact, here we are.
So how did that happen? Like, you guys were just sort of like, I don't mean literally how it happened.
I know
how a baby's conceived.
Totally.
Like, so you guys
walk
were
you through the
filming.
Birds and the bees.
You guys were filming, and you just kind of like... That hit you that you wanted to have kids too?
No, it didn't. I told him that I would start thinking about it, and I would start, you know, coming to a place in my mind where I would get comfortable with the idea. And I truly believe because of what we went through, it changed the way my mind and body was thinking. My stress was gone. And I think just things just happened.
How long have you guys been married?
We've been married for 5 years.
Gotcha.
Yeah. We've known each other for 8.
So it's not like you guys only married a year.
No,
but
no.
You just weren't ready.
I just wasn't ready. That's, you know, okay. I'm a career woman. And listen, you're a career woman.
You know, it's sometimes like, you might never be ready.
Right.
You know?
Like, totally.
You know, sometimes you might.
Yeah,
never.
And there's nothing wrong with that. You know,
yeah,
and
if you don't want to have kids, that's okay too.
Right. And yeah. It wasn't for me because like, he said that to me years ago. He was like, when he followed me from New York, he was like, "I love you, but if I'm following you and I'm giving my life up to go to LA for you, I need to know that one day you're going to give me a family. You're going to, you know, want these things." And I was like, no, one day I will. But one day, it just, I kept getting pushed, you know? I was like, I'm getting busier. People, I'm getting more known. I'm getting greater clients. I want to keep working. And I just wasn't ready, you know? And it's funny how it happened. I really do believe, it, you know, it was like kind of a blessing. And now I'm like so excited. And now I'm just kind of figuring out like how I'm going to be like a, you know, working mom and a boss mom. And,
you're probably going to, you know, do you remember watching Rachel Zoe on TV?
Oh, of course.
So I remember when she was trying to have kids or her husband really wanted her to have kids. Mm-hmm. And she said the same thing that you're saying. It's like I'm talking to Rachel Zoe. Oh, I don't know because she just was not into it.
Right.
And she had these nieces that she loved and that was enough for her.
Sure.
And then she had her baby and it was like, oh my God.
Yep.
This is amazing. So that'll probably be what happens to you.
Yeah, I hope so. And I hope I figure out the work-life balance and I just, you know.
Will. You know what? You're not the first woman. I'm sure there's lots of amazing women out there that you can ask advice.
Exactly. And that's how I always look at it. Like, even on social, like, I'm following all these women. I'm like, oh my God, hashtag supermom. Like, they do everything.
I think that it sort of comes with the job.
It does.
As soon as you kind of become a mother, you have to become a supermom.
Yeah. And Justin and I are so... Exactly. And Justin and I are so, like, excited. And I'm extra excited as a girl. I feel like it's a little fashionista.
Yeah, you needed a girl. You needed to have a girl.
Yeah.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Inspiring conversations on lifestyle, celebrity, relationships, and more. This is Glamier with Dr. Tabitha Amir.
What's next for you now? Like, you know, the show's still popping. Yeah. It's still happening. And what? Oh, wait. Before I ask that, what has Twitter been like? You text me. Okay, so wait. I have to tell everybody this.
Yeah, tell me, sure.
And I talk to all my guests on TV shows about this. And this comes from personal experience of having been on a TV show that we were actually contractually obligated to tweet live. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you see the nastiest of humanity on social media. These people that make these fake accounts saying mean things.
Yes.
I can't think, honestly, of a more sad, pathetic human being.
Oh,
that
completely agree.
Somebody else's happiness is so disturbing to you that you have to troll them.
Yeah.
Personally, I never really paid attention to it and it never bothered me because I just remember thinking, God, they must be a really sad human being.
Right.
To sit in the dark and make a fake account. Therefore, I handle Twitter by ignoring all those people. And I still do to this day.
Right.
And you text me before the show started.
I did.
And you're like, Tab, do you have any advice for me?
Yeah, you're a friend of mine. You've been on TV many times and you in the Bravo family. And I was like, if anyone's going to know, it's her. And I trust you and your judgment and everything you do. And so I was like, I'm going to ask you for advice.
Yeah. And I told you, I said, Twitter's going to be a freaking
and it has
bitch.
Been.
And they're going to be mean and they're going to be nasty. And you just got to like just... keep it moving.
Yeah.
And how has it been?
Well,
because you're
off,
naked
you're,
on TV and
first
people
off,
are
your
coming
advice,
at
like was mm-hmm. I can't even tell you. I mean, I love you as a friend, but like I told my husband that I was like, thank God I texted you and you gave me that advice because it really helped me that when things started coming in, I almost like wasn't in shock. It was just kind of like, oh, well, this is what Tab said was going to happen.
Yeah.
So I kind of was able to roll it off a little.
I'm so glad you asked me. Because,
no, I was so glad you gave me advice.
Yeah.
I still, I'm not going to lie, like there's still certain things people say that it still hits a little bit.
Yeah.
So I have to just kind of, you know, let it bypass and just go to the next thing and go to the next nice tweet and then right back to them.
Yeah. And women are meaner than men.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
The women have been going at me.
Women are mean.
Like there's a scene where I'm crying on the red carpet.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had so many women go at me being like, you signed up for this. Like, what were you expecting? Why are you crying? Like, you're such a child.
Right.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, like you weren't there and you weren't in that moment. And maybe, maybe I was a little bit dramatic, but like for me, that's my career. That's my first baby.
But you know what? let's all just take a step back right. and appreciate that you're being open and vulnerable right. and you're showing this.
Right.
And if somebody else can step in and do the same thing you've done and handle it differently and allow other people to criticize them for it,
true.
Step up.
Right.
Do it.
True.
And I am so glad because oftentimes I interview people that are on these shows. There was a girl that was on Housewives of Beverly Hills, mm-hmm. really lovely. Mm-hmm. And I had to tell her, I'm like, you are spending way too much time. On Twitter.
Right.
She'd be on the East Coast uh-huh. and I'd be on, no, I'm on the East Coast. She's on the West Coast.
Yeah.
And it was like 2 a.m. my time and she was still tweeting. And then I'd get up in the morning and she was still tweeting. And I said to her, I'm like, you need to chill with this tweet.
Right.
It's going to drive you mental because if somebody's trying to be mean to you,
yeah.
they're going to love that you're engaging with them.
Yeah. No, you're right. And I totally take your advice with that. And the only thing I really said back to like a couple quote unquote haters, trolls, whatever you want to call them, I just basically said kind of like what you just said, and I basically said, well, what would you do if you were in my position?
Yeah.
And how would you have handled it differently? And for the most part, it shut them up.
Yeah.
Most of them didn't respond.
Yeah.
Because what are you going to say that? You haven't yeah. been stripped. You don't know. And you haven't been yeah. through it. And it was a very vulnerable yeah. place to be. And it was hard for me.
It's hard. And I think I'm so glad you asked that. I'm so glad you took my advice.
Yeah, thank
most
you
of,
for
most
that.
Most of Twitter is great, but the part that's mean. Monica Patel, who was on Married to Medicine Houston, uh-huh. Dr. Patel, she had somebody who we were reading these tweets. I'm like, this has got to be one of your ex-boyfriend's ex-girlfriend because only a crazy ass
yeah,
woman
right.
who scorn writes that stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
That's how I was feeling. And I'm reading something and I'm like, oh yeah. my God. And it's interesting. Now, actually, I'm getting it on Instagram now too.
Yeah.
And I'm having
yeah.
to also kind of yeah. ignore.
Yeah.
And I've had more moms, which is upsetting for me, attack me and tell me like, oh, you know, I didn't have to strip down and get naked to make it big. And, you know, what kind of example are you for your future kid?
Well, guess what? Your opinions are like assholes.
This is true.
Everybody's got
yeah,
one.
It's
and
so true.
It's so easy to be an armchair judge. And,
right.
you know, I can tell you for the record, you're a wonderful human
Thank
being.
Thank you. I appreciate
You've always
it.
Been such a sweet, amazing, kind woman. And you're going to be the best mother. So take that, mom. You're going to be an amazing
Thank
mother.
You. I really appreciate that.
And so what's next now?
What's next? Okay. So as you know, I have a podcast, which
yes.
I'm going to have you on
yeah,
soon.
I can't wait.
I'm so excited.
We're going to come to LA and take
yes,
there.
Yes.
Yeah.
It'll be so much fun. It's called Things We're Too Lazy to Blog About.
Yeah.
And I co-host with my friend and blogger friend, Amanda Lauren.
Yeah.
And it's going really well. And we're
yeah.
really enjoying it.
Yeah. We
so,
had some mutual friends on there. Craig
I was
going to
say, we've
yeah.
had Craig
yeah.
and Brandon.
Yeah.
We have a couple others. Yeah. I mean, we've shared a lot of amazing guests mm-hmm. And it's been great. And I'm really enjoying it. I'm sure like as you with your radio show, it's like such an outlet and it's
yeah.
just fun to
it's
chat
fun.
With everyone.
It feels good, isn't
it?
And you're very personable and
yeah,
stuff. So
it
that's
feels
great.
Really fun. So I'm really enjoying that and we're really pushing that forward and mm-hmm. we're talking to a few like networks and things, so that's exciting.
That's great.
I have an official jewelry line coming out.
Stop
yes,
it. I didn't even know
you a
that.
Piece. Yes.
Will
I'm so excited.
I'm excited. Well, I'm just looking at your hands right
oh,
now.
Thank
and
you.
Your
so
jewelry
is
stunning.
This is Sterling Forever that I'm wearing and the company that I'm working with is Sterling Forever and I'm doing a line with them that's Sterling Forever by Ali Levine. So these are pieces that I've actually curated and worked with them on before.
So that's going to be part of your line?
Yes.
That's
and
great.
And there's all these pieces that the collection's called Hearts on Fire. It'll be coming out in the new year.
Oh, that's great.
And I'm really excited because I love jewelry and I love accessory things. It's like the icing on the cake for your outfit. And they're doing a whole line with me. So you're going to actually see it says Sterling Forever by Ali Levine. And
that's great.
Tags and all. So I'll
but
definitely get
you a piece.
You're
the hardest working stylist that I know.
Oh,
so.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I really appreciate
and
that.
And I'm excited. I'm excited that this turned into something good for you because
yeah.
I was nervous.
I know you were. You told me that. You were like, girl, I don't know what you're thinking. And honestly, Tab, I mean, when I first like was doing it, I kind of was like, I don't know what I'm thinking. Like, how do I get out of this? How do I back out? And I thought about like, even during it, I thought about saying like, hey, you know what?
Yeah.
Put the pause button.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it anymore.
I mean, I'm always going to be supportive, but I was like, whoa. What do you
yeah.
do? What do you think? And it wasn't a critical thing. It was
totally.
More of like, I was worried.
Yes, I
because
know.
You're a woman who's a working woman.
Yes.
And this is almost, I feared that this would distract from
oh.
everything you've accomplished.
Yeah. Trust me. And I felt the same way. And that was what I was scared of. And I think that's why Justin was like, no. I think you're going to learn something. I think it's really good for you. And of course, he's over the moon that mm-hmm. we're pregnant. He's like I think
How
in,
happy
my,
is
in
he?
His, like,
he,
it's so cute. He's
yeah.
so happy. He's so excited. And
yeah.
he's like, this is going to be great, babe. He's like, she's
yeah.
going to be an accessory to like your world.
Yeah.
Like it's going to
Well, you
work
are.
Out.
It's going to be great.
Thank
so,
you.
So now what's coming up now? So this whole, has the being on TV and mm-hmm. having a show makes you want to do more TV shows?
It does. Yeah, I kind of catch the bug. Catch this like bug. You're
either that person
that
catches it or doesn't.
Yeah.
And I had most of my castmates. Uh-huh. I think I'm the only one that's still doing stuff.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. I said, I think you are too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they're all successful in their
totally.
Own way.
Right.
But they all went back to.
They have
all
their own brands, but they're not doing. Yeah.
Yeah. But they're all very successful. They're all doing great.
Right.
But they kind of went back to life as they knew it before. Uh-huh. Extra successful.
Totally.
Which is great because they're all amazing people. I kind of like went back and said, huh, no, this is enough for me. I got to figure it out.
Yeah, yeah. That's kind of where I am now too. Yeah. I'm figuring out like where does the Ali Levine brand go and grow?
Yeah.
And like, what would be TV? And you know, I do segments, you know, for fashion and lifestyle all the time.
That's how we met.
Yes,
that's
how we met. Exactly.
A segment. Yeah.
Yes. And so, you know, I go on and, you know, host and give expert advice for, you know, Fox and CBS and ABC and mm-hmm. all that good stuff. So I want to continue to do stuff with that. And I'm talking with a few different cool platforms in LA that have also some online ventures and things I'll be working on for 2018. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to really focus on that. And yeah, I'm trying to figure out kind of like, what is there a next show? Or like, is there something that I should be doing? Everyone's already joking that Justin and I should have a spinoff.
Yeah.
He's actually not against it, which is funny.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, we'll see.
We'll
but
see.
I definitely.
But you're going to keep moving.
Yeah,
keep
moving and shaking. And
when
you know,
is baby due approximately? Don't need to give me back date.
Around end of March.
End of March.
Yes.
It's good. They're going to be an Aries.
I know. Everyone tells me this. But, you know, those are like little fiery children.
My niece is an Aries. And
really?
My middle name means fire. So
Stop
we get
it,
along
I didn't
great.
Know that.
Yeah.
What is your middle name?
It's Sozine, which
How
was my
pretty.
First name. But my dad didn't like the fact that it meant fire, so he changed my name to mean smile. But
how
cute. I think I'm both for sure.
You are totally both.
And
I love that.
Little niece
smiley
Sophia.
Fire.
Smiley fire or fiery smile. Depends on what mood I'm in.
I love that.
So my niece is born at the end of March and she's an Aries and her and I get along so great.
Wow.
It's because they can be fiery, but I think that I also know how to I don't know. It just works.
Right.
When's your birthday?
July 12th. So I'm Cancer.
Got it.
Then Justin's coming up December 27th. He's Capricorn.
Gotcha.
So we're good. We're a good like mix of high and low.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
be interesting to see how she is and like how the personality. I think she's going to melt him. I think she's going to be like. You know, because he's like, he wanted a boy. Of course, he's a dude. And now, like.
Oh, they all want boys, until they get a girl.
That's how I feel. I feel
right?
Like,
Seth, wait, really? Seth is over here, and he can tell you. My producer is here, and he has, who's your favorite? His daughter.
He's like, I don't have favorites. My daughter. No, and that's what I told Justin. I'm like, because he, like, long story short, when we were doing we did a gender reveal.
Yeah.
And he all day was like, it's a boy, it's a boy, it's a boy. And I was like, I don't want you to be disappointed. I don't know why. Since the moment I got pregnant, I felt like it's a girl.
Girl.
Like, just intuition. He's like, no, it's a boy. When that balloon popped and that powder flew, his face, his eyes and mouth were so open because it was hot pink. He was like,
wait,
oh,
did
my
he
God.
Not know it was a girl?
We didn't know. My best friend, Steph, I gave, let her go get my blood test results and I didn't want to know.
How cute is that?
Yeah, I wanted to find out
Mama's
together.
Mama's boys, daddy's girls. You're right.
That's so cute. I am totally a daddy's girl.
Well, it's funny. In my family, there's two girls, right?
Uh-huh.
And I kind of, whatever. My mom and my sister used to kind of butt heads for different reasons. And my sister used to say, I used to butt heads with my mom too, but my sister used to say, thank God we don't have any boys in this family because you would have ignored us for that guy.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
And I think she's right.
Like, right.
Yeah, I think if there was a boy in our family, if I had a brother, I would probably fight with him. And all the time. And it's interesting because I think that's true.
Right.
So maybe the next one will be a boy.
Maybe. But he was so funny. And now, of course, like he's a mush and like we'll talk about her and like we're still figuring out baby's name.
Wait till
but we're
she's
still,
born.
He's, yeah. I'm
right?
like, she's going to melt you like putty. Because he's a, I mean, you saw, like you see on the show that he definitely has a soft side, but he also is a very hard guy.
Well, he's a man.
Yes.
He's a man. Yeah.
Totally. He's a man.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see
he doesn't,
like, how
he doesn't,
she.
There's not a lot of like, you know, metro kind of
exactly
that
he doesn't even do well with those kind of guys. He's very like you said man like I think I'm Tarzan. That's why I think he loved Stripped. He was like, okay, what's next? And I'm like, no, 21 days are over, put your clothes back on, calm down, you know. He's like, what's the next challenge?
It's day 22, you can put your pants on.
Exactly. You know, I'm like, why do you keep getting your clothes
I know the next show for you guys, Naked and Afraid.
Everyone keeps asking me, they're like, you want to do what was the other one someone said to me the other day?
That's the one where I watch this all the time.
Yes.
It's one where they're on the island, they gotta make it the 20 some days.
Yeah, I'm like, there's no way.
Oh, it's not Survivor.
What's it called?
It is Naked and Afraid.
It is?
Yeah, I think so. But I don't know that they're afraid. It's the one where they...
and then we got asked the other day for Fear Factor. And I was like, oh, no. Keep that away from me. I'm good.
I can do a lot of things, but I can't eat cockroaches.
Oh, me either, girlfriend. No. I can barely eat those rations. I'm telling you, like, they were nice to not show me spitting on camera.
I would rather
starve. I was spitting them out.
I would be good
not
eating.
Me too.
Well, I'm excited for you. I'm happy.
Thank
Everything's
you.
Going so well. And I can't think of a nicer person. And people on Twitter, lay off
you.
Because she's a wonderful girl. And leave her alone. And you know what? Even if you do come first, she doesn't care.
Thank God for you. I mean, seriously, yeah. Giving that advice. Because yeah. I talked to other people who were like, oh, yeah, you know, you should engage. And, you know, you should tell them what's up. And I was like... You know, and that's why I texted you, because I knew you had been through, like, so much.
Yeah.
And,
like, oh, they came for me sometimes.
Oh, I know.
And I was like, one time I wore a white dress and I was PMSing. Uh-huh. So I had a little tummy bloat. And these kids on TV, these little women were like, you shouldn't be wearing a dress like that. And I just thought, you know what?
Right.
Go fuck yourself. Like,
right.
Come on.
Exactly. Like, come
Get
on.
Over it.
Yeah.
And I just remember thinking, there are little things that they say that yep. try and hurt you, and they go for, like,
yeah,
they go for, like, the low hanging fruit.
And they know, yeah, and they
it's
know
always
where to
about
go.
Looks.
Yes.
Or age.
That's what they keep doing
or,
with me.
Yeah.
Is looks. So, like, yeah. Why couldn't you handle not having makeup? And I'm like, well, I always have makeup. Like, why is that such a problem? Sorry, maybe you don't live that way, but
and
I
by the way,
do.
Your eyelashes don't—they shouldn't affect my life.
Right, exactly. Right. Thank you for that. I mean,
like,
hello.
You're wearing
I
eyeliner.
Love lashes.
And the thing is, part with me too. Like, when I was in medical school, I was on this OBGYN rotation, uh-huh. and it was one of these things where we were on call 24 hours.
Oh my
kids
God.
Were being born. It was miserable, but it was a learning experience. And
yeah.
I made sure I've had myself put together. I mean, I wasn't as glam then as
right.
I am now, but I had lip gloss.
Yeah,
I had,
you still
I
had
put myself. Together
yes.
and I remember this one woman, this nurse, mm-hmm. this freaking bitch. She looks at me, she goes, Dr. Mir, by the end of this rotation, you're gonna be so exhausted. I'm gonna wear you out. You're not gonna have time to put that lip gloss on.
Ooh.
So guess what I did?
Extra lip gloss, baby.
Hell yeah. I would be sitting there.
Lip gloss
there.
Is popping.
I would put the lip gloss on. I put it back in my lab coat.
I'd
stick my
that.
Gloves on. I'd deliver that baby and be like, bitch, I still
That's
got
right.
my gloss.
I still look fabulous yeah. and I got it done. Good for
and,
you.
And I think that women need to understand we got to stop doing that to each other.
Yes.
Because you're doing
Empower,
it.
Empower. Don't break down.
Yeah. And you start learning that and then
yes.
you start teaching that to your kids.
You're right.
So your 2-year-old daughter is mm-hmm. going to, not yours, but
no,
someone's,
totally.
someone's
yeah.
2-year-old daughter is going to start doing that. And
it's true.
And then you start to see your young girl. Girls in
right.
school criticizing
each other.
Where does that come from?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Starts from the beginning. And my mom and my grandmother, who, you know, passed away, was like my very best friend. Like, they always taught me, like, you know, when you're putting yourself together, like, makeup is part of that. Like,
yeah.
in order to look like a lady and to go out of the
yeah.
house, you know, even if you don't do the whole glam,
yeah.
you should put your face on. So that's how I was raised.
In my culture,
mm-hmm.
my parents, my family, mostly my mom's side, we have long, strong women.
Mm-hmm.
It's about self-respect. It's
exactly.
not. It's not about you wanting to impress somebody.
Right.
It's like, take care of yourself.
Right.
And
exactly.
show a little bit
show
of self-respect.
Self-respect. Yes.
I have these women that live in my building. She's 90 years old. A couple of them. This woman walks out, hair done.
See, I love that.
Puts her little,
goals.
Her little vintage fur coat on. And I don't care if you're a fur lover
right.
or not. She's probably had this thing 100
oh,
years.
Of course she has.
And she walks out to the grocery store fully done. And I'm like, I'm going to be like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, me too. That's how my grandmother, I called her Dodo growing up. That's how she was my whole life.
Yeah.
And I always tell my husband, I'm like,
yeah.
that will be me to the day
yeah.
I die. I mean, I envied her so much. When
yeah.
she was passing, she asked me to come in her room and said, can you please put eyeliner and lipstick on me?
Oh,
and that was
beautiful.
Like one of the most heartwarming, like, oh my God.
That's
like,
beautiful.
You still
yeah.
want to be beautiful
yeah.
before you go, you
yeah,
know?
That's
and that's what I agree with you. It's
yeah.
like you self-respect and wanting to keep yourself together.
Yeah.
And that's why when people were like, why did you freak out? And I'm like, because this is how I was raised. This
yeah.
is how I am.
Yeah. When I was in my medical school training, everyone was wearing scrubs.
Mm-hmm.
I would put clothes on.
Yeah,
and they'd
girl.
Be like, girl, why are you putting your clothes on? I'm like, you still have to put it on one leg at a time.
Right.
So I might as well wear pants,
right.
not scrubs.
Totally.
So, I don't know. You can't get people to understand.
I know, and
you either get it or you don't.
You can't. I know.
And it's not my job. It's
exactly.
like, to each their own.
This is true.
So... I am really happy to have you on here. I can't wait
yes.
to do your podcast when I come out.
I know,
to LA.
I'm so excited to have you on.
And I want everybody to continue to watch Stripped
yes,
on Bravo
please.
TV. You can check
and
your
it's also
listening.
Will be on demand
on demand.
Our episode as
awesome.
Well.
Awesome. Great.
Yes.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm
Yay.
So excited we made it work.
I know, me too.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.